A frosty morning.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles. Good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Just like a winter thermometer, the Fed funds rate is low, low, low this morning, between 0 and 0.25%. Ironically, the decision to slash the rate was one that the Fed hopes will thaw the frozen credit market. It is certainly getting a somewhat chilly overseas reaction so far. The dollar has fallen sharply against foreign currencies this morning. We get the latest from Stephen Beard in London.
The message from the London money market today is this: the credit crunch continues. The banks are still reluctant to lend. The rate at which they're prepared to lend dollars to each other has moved lower this morning, but not by enough. While the Fed short-term target interest rate is close to zero, London's interbank rate is still more than 1.5%. David Buick is with money brokers BGC. He says the markets are now looking to Barack Obama to take office and stop the US from sliding into a major slump.
We expect that during the course of 2009, he will introduce fiscal packages probably totaling $1 trillion. And coupled with the cut in interest rates, then I think it will have the right effect.
He says the Europeans have been slower to tackle the crisis, and so Europe may take longer to recover than the United States. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Corresponding cuts in other countries, perhaps Hong Kong, Kuwait, Norway could cut its rate as well. What's the reaction to those cuts? In Europe so far, it's mainly flat and down. The FTSE's up, the CAC 40 and DAX are lower by just a bit. Asian markets were up this morning. Hong Kong rose 2%. Yesterday, the Dow gained more than 350 points, about 4%. NASDAQ and S&P 500 markets rose by more than 5%. Well, word could come today on a major deal involving nuclear power. It is an electric story, an international triangle involving a company that was once on the brink, a European suitor, and Warren Buffett. Here's Marketplace's Jeremy Hobson.
A few months ago, Constellation Energy faced bankruptcy. It jumped at the chance to be bought by Berkshire subsidiary MidAmerican Energy for $4.7 billion. But now that fire sale price seems radioactive. France's EDF is offering to pay twice as much per share for half the company's nuclear operations.
EDF had tried to do some deals with Constellation earlier that they couldn't because of financial constraints as far as getting the funding in the credit markets.
George Van Horn is a senior analyst at the firm Ibis World. He says now the going rate for Constellation is just too good for EDF to pass up.
Nuclear energy itself is just seen generally as much more favorable than it might have been 5 or 10 years ago.
If Constellation backs out of the deal with MidAmerican, that company will get about 10% of Constellation's shares and almost $600 million. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson for Marketplace.
We should let you know that Constellation Energy is an underwriter of this program. The Securities and Exchange Commission chairman says regulators didn't do their jobs in the huge illegal pyramid scheme investigation against Bernard Madoff. Christopher Cox says staff attorneys could have sought a formal investigation against Madoff instead of taking whatever information he provided voluntarily. The former NASDAQ chief is out on $10 million bond. Cox has ordered an internal investigation of what went wrong. This year, Housing and Urban Development launched a plan to help hundreds of thousands of borrowers in trouble, but only 312 people have put in applications. The Washington Post reports borrowers have to pay hefty fees and can expect to pay high interest rates, and they have to jump through a myriad of paperwork hoops. The Post reports the HUD Secretary Steve Preston is calling the program a failure.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thomson Reuters, a source of intelligent information to businesses and professionals around the world. Thomson Reuters, knowledge to act. And by Gather.com. If it's happening in the world, it's being discussed on Gather. People are talking about the economy at Gather.com.
Oh, the joy of the holidays. Families gather together. There's gift giving and good cheer. But these days, not everyone's smiling, especially some children who will have fewer presents under the tree. It is a tough subject to bring up with the kids, as Ashley Milne-Tite reports.
Joshua Palshakar lives in Oregon City. He knows what he wants for Christmas and what he doesn't.
I'm really flexible with the different types of Monopoly, But other than that, I might be a bit picky about my presents.
In a normal year, his mother Julia and stepfather Michael might be able to indulge that pickiness. Not this year. They've lost a ton of money on the sale of a house. Michael's company is being sold and his job is on the line. They're also struggling with a pile of medical expenses. Julia says Christmas presents aren't a priority.
We're trying to spend, you know, next to no money on Christmas, and we're doing that through bartering, through just cutting back on doing things. We're not traveling this year.
She successfully bartered for several kids' gifts through an ad she posted on Craigslist. Janet Bodner is the author of Raising Money Smart Kids. She says many parents fret too much over how their children will cope with a leaner holiday season.
You have power as a parent, and you can make stick rules that you make for the household, traditions that you want to have in the household. And if you want to say to your kids, you know, this year we just don't have the money to do this, then say it. Don't worry about it.
Julia decided to talk to her kids. She started by reminding them of cutbacks the family had already made.
They're very aware of the fact that we don't have as many cable channels and that we don't have as much money for buying food.
She told them that meant there'd be less money for presents, too. So 8-year-old Joshua is giving his twin sisters some cards Julia found at the back of a closet.
I'm giving them 5 packs each of Belisera cards, and then we're going to make the boxes for them.
He's looking forward to the holidays as usual. Christmases past have been quite memorable.
Sometimes Santa would even leave things on the couch. It's very interesting.
His mother says Santa won't forget them, but presents probably won't overflow onto the couch this year. I'm Ashley Milne-Tight for Marketplace.
There's more information at our website, marketplace.org, podcast, the numbers, all kinds of stuff, marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiatakis. Have a great Wednesday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.